Although a Pakistani believer has been acquitted of blasphemy, he's still behind bars. We'll explain why in a few minutes. Plus, did you know that you could be a missionary and never leave home? We'll share the details and a story of impact in a few moments. But first, we'll start in Pakistan, where Sawan Masih, a Christian accused of blasphemy back in 2013, was acquitted after languishing in prison for 7 years. Nehemiah of FMI tells us that the motivation behind the charge wasn't exactly religious.
Government and business community, they wanted to grab this colony, this land. They wanted to build some factory on this land. So first they tried to convince Christians of this area to leave this colony. When they refused, they just made a story and accused this guy Sawan. And they just accused him with the false charges of blasphemy and burned the whole town.
Masih lost his home and many family members in that attack. Plus, even after being acquitted, Masih can't leave the prison for fear of violence.
Exactly the same situation when Azia Bibi was released from the prison, but actually she was not released. She was inside the prison with the government. And the same thing is happening with Sawan Masih.
We can be praying in a couple ways. One, that Masih could leave the prison soon, and pray strength for Pakistan's believers.
That they can stand for the persecution they are facing. And they realize that many Christians around the world are concerned for them and they are praying for them.
Meanwhile, you've probably heard plenty of negative headlines this year related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The global economic recovery is fragile at best. A second wave of infections threatens to undermine any return to normal. But God is also using this pandemic and its changes for good. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministries tells us,
we finished the summer probably more healthy than we have in the 5 years since I've been here. You know, in March, we weren't sure we were going to be able to make payroll. God provided with a $100,000 donation. Our friends matched it. Some other funding came in because there was a huge need for our resources. New donors who had never communicated with Keys for Kids before, but they wanted to start leading their family in devotion.
Restrictions in Nepal helped gospel workers finish a new project ahead of schedule.
Because they were locked down, the translator didn't have anything else to do but translate Keys for Kids. It is not only completed, but they're now going to print on their first quarter of Keys for Kids in Nepali.
And it doesn't stop there. We can also be praying for new Keys for Kids projects starting in Russia and Ukraine. And you can look for ways to help at our website.
We don't have any fear or concern that God will not provide for these new translations. We're just trusting Him completely, knowing that He's going to have His way, and potentially He could use Keys for Kids to see kids, teens, and families come to know Jesus, grow in their faith, and become multipliers of their faith.
And finally, one of our partners shares a story of impact. One day, while he was driving, Mike Schofield found himself listening to an interview with Jason Wolford, president of Mission Cry. Now, Schofield learned that Mission Cry sends used Bibles and Christian books overseas, and it piqued his interest. He quickly looked up more information and decided he could help out. He tells us,
I involved my church and I did a Bible drive, and I came up with about 200 Bibles my first year just from my own church alone.
Schofield couldn't ship that many Bibles, so he drove them to Mission Cry in Fowlerville, Michigan. He got to meet Wolford and learn more about the ministry. And now, Schofield collects Bibles from Maryland, Virginia, and Delaware and drives them to Mission Cry once a year. And he's encouraging everyone to find your place in the story.
It's amazing what God is doing, not only abroad, but what He does as we step forward in faith, just doing what He calls us to do. I just think that if you step forward and you say, hey, I'm willing to do this, I'll give it a try, I think you'll be amazed at what God will do through you.
Wolford encourages you to pray about your response. You can donate your own used books or collect used Bibles like Schofield. And we'll connect you with links at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020's been a pretty rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.